This is KFA, EDQ, on the mobile.
KEAG on. KEAGYD. KEAGYD, that transmission was a little broken. A little completely garbled. KEAGYD, KEAGYD, I copy as completely. Came through pretty good until you said the word garbled and then it was all broken. I'm going outside just in case it's my HT. KEAGYD, KEAGYD, why don't you let me know when you're outside? Be that I was finishing. Going outside at the end of that transmission. I'm now in the truck on the mobile DMR. Should be a lot better signal on my end. Your signal is really good. That was mine. A little flutter in it about halfway through, so I'm not familiar with the radio. I don't know if you're on an HT or what you have for antenna, but it's kind of hit and miss, it sounds like. This is a Motorola XPR4550. It's a mobile radio. I'm using a J-pole. It's not up very high. It's probably up about 8 or 9 feet right now. I just wanted to throw it up in the air a little bit and see if it worked. All right, yeah. I don't know if you came back with anything. I had lost you. That last transmission I said was fully copyable. I didn't hear any audio that time. Okay, yeah. I'm wondering if I have a problem with my radio, my meter this weekend. But, yeah, you were fully copyable.
Good to hear. I think I'm going to pack this up to
I don't know. I got a little breeze and some clouds over here. Maybe that's some of what you have going on moving your antenna around. This transmission you had was garbled towards the end, Max. Maybe this one's better. I'm back on the HT. I think I might have a problem with my radio in the truck not doing audio on the output.
Well, that's probably a possibility. How does this sound? KEHCYB, KEHDON, do you copy?
I heard you on the last one and on this one. I might have jumped too quick. I didn't wait for the repeater to drop. Can you hear me now? KEHCYD.
Roger that. Yes, I have good copy of you.
Yeah, because I was on the mobile in the truck, and I think that might be part of my problem. The audio is not getting transmitted. Well, like I said, from Greenville, it still wouldn't show up. Brandmeister or anything, I couldn't find it anywhere that I was actually keying anything up.
Clear, you need to be using talk group numbers for MI5, not for Brandmeister talk group numbers.
That's what I was doing. I had 51 programmed in for all my contacts on DMR, so my radio automatically roams as I travel the state. And I tried to answer somebody Friday night, and I was pretty sure I was still on the Maybell repeater, but he never heard me answer him. So, I don't know, maybe hopefully this weekend on the way up north on Thursday, I'll get a chance to try it some more and see if I can hit other repeaters and actually see if I can nail it down.
We copy that.
We're starting to get some sprinkles here, and I got to go back inside and get back to work, so I'll be clear on your final. I'll be monitoring KEHCYD.
Good. Hey, thanks for
KEHKYB, WAVD. KYB.
Just KEHCYB, was that me you're looking for?
Yeah, I'm updating my DMR radios. I needed your numbers again.
I was coming in all garbled. I went back outside to see if this is any better. Kilo Echo 8, Charlie Yankee Bravo.
Thank you. And let me get your digits. I don't have to look.
program these radios for your PS.
I guess I'm not exactly sure what you're looking for. My radio ID?
I got it. Thank you. Job UAD.
I think it's 315-0771, if I remember correct.
Yeah. 315-0771.
That's my radio ID.
VHMS monitoring. 88MS, this is from KF8EDQ. Good afternoon, Michael. How's it going today?
I can't complain. It's been a really long day, but I worked hard and taking a break now and hanging out with the dogs and hanging out until I got an appointment at 6. How was your day going?
Well, good after we got some rain here, but I'm guessing we probably got somewhere between just over about a quarter of an inch, but we'll take whatever we can get. It was bone dry here, 88MS.
Yeah, copy that. I didn't get, there's no rain here. It's barely even cloudy. Sun is shining out. It was starting to get dark a little bit, maybe 20 minutes ago, but that went away quickly. It is 86 degrees, very humid. I was actually on Tawas Point State Park yesterday, and I was able to hit the Vinconning DMR repeater.
That's a pretty good shot, isn't it? That's been fine.
Yeah, I measured it out ahead of time. It was 37 miles, and I can't remember the call sign of the gentleman that helped me out, but they were around here yesterday doing some testing. They were on the statewide one doing some testing or whatever yesterday, and I was listening, and I was just using a handheld, 6 or 7 watt handheld, on a diamond, probably, I think it was about 28-inch antenna.
You did real well on that. If you're using an HD and a mobile antenna, a diamond mobile, that's pretty decent in my book.
Yeah, I thought so too. I was pretty impressed by it, and I'm going to use that setup. The thing is, I like to go out camping. And along the Isabo River, and the cell reception is very spotty, so it's pretty much a clear shot from Tawas Point State Park to Vinconning, with a little jut out around I think it's all gray area or whatever, but it's pretty much a clear shot. So I was kind of surprised by the performance of it though. There's no trees, it's straight out across the water.
Virtually zero multipath, then. Yeah, you did well on that, making that connection.
All right, yeah, thank you very much. I was pretty impressed by it, but I heard your call sign out there. I don't have your name in our DMR. Would you mind coming back with your first name?
Morgan Carroll.
I think I might have missed the first split second of your last transmission there. I heard that you're in Caro, but I don't have your ID in my DMR, so I guess I can't see what it is. I can see it when I'm using my hotspot, my EZU System Fusion hotspot. I can see it then, but for some reason it didn't get loaded into my DMR. I'm going to have to refresh it or something. But first name, more time. I'm up here in Saginaw. And the call sign is KFEDQ.
After that, Michael, let me try it one more time. Doug, Delta Oscar, Uniform Golf.
Very good, AD8MS, Doug. It's a pleasure talking to you. I heard your call sign and wanted to give you a shout-out there really quick. I'm about to go take my dogs for a little bit of a walk before my appointment. It's going to be a hot one, so... I'll be taking you along.
Deal, Michael. I'll be sort of monitoring off and on here. I've got a couple of things I want to do, but I'll be back in and on here. Yeah, you and I did chat on Friday, and there was another guy on here. He was mobile. So, yeah, this is the second time we've had a QSO here, so good hearing you out there this afternoon. With that, I will sign off for now. Well, I'll be monitoring for now, and, hey, thanks again for the contact, 88MS, and I'll be monitoring.
EATYB testing. B testing.
CYB, 88MS. You sound pretty good here, Brent.
Real good, Doug. I'm actually out in the truck playing with a new antenna, and that was James Township at first, but now I'm on my HT because it wouldn't reach James Township, so checking it out.
You find business. Well, that seems to be working just fine for you.
I bumped the power up on the mobile. How am I hitting it now?
A little bit more power there. It sounds loud and clear here.
Did some antenna upgrades in the truck and moved some radios around. So now instead of a quarter wave mag mount on the DMR, I've got a half wave. And that bumped the power up. So getting into James Township, I did Bay City, and I was on today on Mayville, of course. So hopefully I'm getting this working.
Just curious, what you put on for the new antenna?
Way back when I had the radio in the work van, I was able to really get out with that TH9800, and I think it was the antenna that I'm going to tell you about. The top broke off of it, and it was it's a Super Gainer SG7900. And I forget the exact specs, but it's like 7/8 wave on 2 meter and 5/8 on 70 centimeter.
How long is that thing?
Well, I'm pretty much eye to eye with the top of it, so I think it's 60 some inches.
That'll surely get out there. Hey, Brent, I'd like to take a standby here. I'm just fixing to download to the radio, right to the radio, and upgrade some stuff here. And I plugged a bunch of Brandmeister and TGIF stuff in here from Michigan and other places. So you going to be around for a while, or are you pretty much done there?
No, I'll be out here for a while. I'm still tinkering around. I got truck wires away now, but... I'll be out here until it starts raining. I may have to step out a little bit when the wife gets home, but I don't know. She won't be home for long, so I'll probably keep on doing what I'm doing. I saw earlier that you called, so I thought you were out there. So we'll check in. We'll be later.
88MS. I'll be clear.
KBYB, KBSWR. Brent, are you in Caro or are you in Saginaw somewhere or what?
The QTH here, and I was on the James Township. I switched over to the Mayville repeater now, but I think I was having some problems Friday when I was headed down Holly, and I was at Greenville and on the repeater, but I couldn't seem to raise anybody Saturday or Sunday, but... Yeah, I'm sitting in my driveway. The water tower is about a quarter mile straight in front of me. I'm on a pretty good hill up here.
That's what I was looking at, Seabridge. You're barely making James Township at an egg 120. So then I see earlier you had a rogue. You were 124. That's why you had a rogue talk group. So you know, I was just wondering. It said your location said Carroll, but I didn't know if you were in Saginaw or what. Yeah, you were barely making James Township. So. Wasn't sure you were aware of all that.
I was still barely making it at the end of my transmission because I'd gone to high power. But, yeah, I'm not sure on the Rogue, talk groups there. We can go on to a different frequency or repeater or something if you wanted maybe to try and explain what I got going on.
Well, I said that I opened my mouth before I looked. You were -124 into the repeater, so it was a matter of signal into the repeater, and it just so it didn't get all the data with the talk group that you wanted to be on, is what I'm assuming, because after I said that, I looked at your signal, and it was, like I said, -124. Usually -120, 121 is, you're not making it, but so 124, you brought it up, but it didn't, it must not have got all your data because of the, you know, your low signal, so disregard my statement.
Worries there. Just like I say, chasing a few odd things here, so if you had something that was valid, I'm certainly interested in hearing about it. And with that, I'll go back to monitoring. KBHSWR, KEHCYB monitoring.
Yeah, you've been getting neg 92, neg 90, neg 97, so you're good into that one. You also, but we have one in Cass City, too. In Cass City, we have a machine, if you're aware of that or what, but... might be
up and yeah, carry on. SWR, most of that transmission was garbled. I was not aware there's a repeater in Cass City. I just recently reprogrammed with repeater book, so that was all I know is whatever's on there. KEHCYB.
I would go to our website. MI5.cc. MI5.cc is where you can get the correct information to put in for our repeaters and frequencies. MI5.cc, pretty easy to remember.
They might be able to hear me better now. I'm just going across the internet, but MI5.cc is their website. Not sure what repeater books got in it, but the correct information for our system is on MI5.cc.
I used to get the rest of them in there from there. So, and yeah, your signal's a lot better, a lot more solid. So we'll add that to the list of programming. So. I'm preparing to head out to New York in about 5 weeks, and I wanted to get Ohio, Pennsylvania, and New York programmed in it, too, so I've been working at it. Real good. KDHSWR, I'll be clear with you. KEHCYB monitoring.
It sounds good, Brent. You can turn your mic game down, too, when you It keeps going. Yeah, that should be better. For some reason, it kept jumping me over to James Township. You know, when you go into a program, I'm not sure what radio you're using, but you can turn your mic game down on digital. You're pretty loud. I think this one here I got right now, it's set at like -6 or -7. Doesn't take much to make it work.
But I will get that turned down because it's not my normal style. Plus, I'll be in the truck, so I don't want to blow everybody up when I'm going down the road. So, all right, real good. Thanks, Jeff. KEHCYB monitoring.
Yep, no problem. Just trying to help make you sound good, make it work. I don't know if you have a Grandmeister hotspot you're taking with you, but you can... access the system through Grandmeister 31261 statewide one. You can't use Grandmeister talk groups on the MI5, but we do have a patch to Grandmeister, a couple of talk groups. So, going out there and you want to be able to talk back if you have a hotspot. Just got to make sure you're on server 3104. in the other servers, you'll hear us, but we won't hear you. 3104 is the only one that populates back to the MI5 system on the server. Brandmeister Talk Group 31261, statewide one. 31262 is statewide two. Give me an SWR, Bertrand.
The Brandmeister on a hotspot that I have, and that's part of the problem I was running into, is nothing would register. The hotspot's registered on Brandmeister, but none of my TX would when I was going through the hotspot. But I'm pretty sure I did try 3104. But no, I'm not taking a hotspot. I'm going to kind of just program each state for its, and just, I don't even play on it much. I mostly listen. But one of our new guys around here, he's getting into DMR, and I'm helping him for what little bit I know. So we're just kind of playing with it and checking things out. So I'll look into that too. All right, KEACYB.
Yep, no arm, no follow up. Yeah, Tucker, server, you got to be on server 3104. That's the only server that'll work. Back to this.
8SWR, 88MS.
Is it Doug or Douglas? Go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for coming back, Jeff. Go by Doug. Hey, a couple of quick questions for you. One of the things that Brent and I are sort of scratching our head about is that, first of all, I want to thank Fred for the info on the Cass City repeater, and I'll get that put in also. But one of the things that we're seeing is that one of the repeaters in Bad Axe and another in Greenville says that it is hooked up to the MI5 network. Is that correct?
I'm sorry, I was switching repeaters. Can you ask the question again, please? Sorry.
Sure thing, Jeff. One of the things that we're trying to determine here is that, we'll just start with Bad Axe. It's saying on the repeater book it is linked into MI5, and we're trying to determine if that's true or not, because neither one of myself or Brent are able to get in to that Bad Axe repeater. Could you shed any light on that?
Right. Your audio is really hot, too. So, like I said, I run Roll and I run a Meg 7 to give you an idea. I don't know why you got your set at or what you use for radio, but Bad Axe is not an MI5 repeater. I'm not sure where you got that information from, but we have one in Cass City, but we don't have nothing in Bad Axe. So it may be listed as carrying Michigan Talk Group, but it's not linked into MI5. So there's different systems that carry different talk groups and whatnot. MI5 is Central Michigan Emergency Network, and we only have, what do we got, 5 talk groups, 6 talk groups, statewide 1, statewide 2, event 1, 2, 3, and 4. That's all we carry. It's the only talk groups that, we carry across the system. So it would be, 51, 52, 53, and I think, I don't remember, 54, and it jumps to 56 or something. I don't remember the event for, I don't remember all the numbers, but the main numbers you want is 51, that's time slot 1, that's statewide 1, 52 is on time slot 2, and that's statewide 2. Those are your main, or event 1, sorry, which is talk group 53. And that's all explained on MI5.cc. So I believe the Bad Axe repeater is probably at Brandmeister. We do not carry Brandmeister talk groups on MI5.
Try that again. Thanks for the heads up on the mic gain, Jeff. I'll
get that set down. I think maybe what they're, it's a bit confusing on the bad acts repeater. Yeah, branding it on there. And I think it says that it can, you know, connect with the MI5 system using Brandmeister. So it's a little bit confusing, to say the least.
So what you just explained to me, the liquid, Grandmaster. Fuck, I might have been right on the edge of James Township. Did you get all that or no?
I've probably got about every 20th word back to you, Jeff.
Let me try it back this way. See if my internet connection's good enough. The way you explain it to me, the way I would take that is that the BadX repeater must be a Brandmeister repeater. It is not a part of MI. And if they're listening to that, that needs to be changed. Now, you did say that they said you could access or get to the MI5 repeater through there. So if that is indeed a Brandmeister repeater, you would use talk group 31261 to get the MI5 statewide one. And only through that repeater, not on MI5 repeaters. Like I said, MI5 repeaters are not Brandmeister repeaters, and we do not carry Brandmeister talk groups. So statewide 1 is 51 times slot 1. Statewide 2 is 52 times slot 2 on a MI5 repeater. I hope that helps.
Sort of thing. But I'm looking at repeater book right now at the Bad Axe DMR repeater, and it's got all the information there. That does look like either a radio ID or a Brandmeister ID. But if you go down a little bit on their page, it says DMR Network, Charlie Mike November MI5, CMN MI5 as their DMR network. So this is, it's
that would be a Brandmeister repeater. If you go to the information, you know, for MI5, all the correct information in MI5 is MI5.cc for our repeaters. And if it's not listed there, it's not one of ours. So if it's not listed there, you know, it has to be a Brandmeister that allows you to bridge from Brandmeister over.
So, yeah, that's on the guys in Bad Axe. They've got that thing mislabeled, and it's definitely confusing this new guy. Hey, Jeff, I want to thank you for all the info, and I hope to hear you out there in the future. And I'm going to be clear on your final. This is 88MS, Doug and Carol.
Okay, sounds good. Good luck. So it's time to get a little confusing, but hopefully you got a better handle on it. Like I said, MI5.cc, we have a Google Groups there we ask everybody to sign up for, because when stuff's going on the network, we send out a page or an email with what's going on. During Skywarp events, we use Event 1, which is on time slot 1, you know, then we ask users to stay off Statewide 1, because they use the same time slot. Helpful in getting the information, what's going on in the system. 73 KVSWR.
KE8CYB 88MS.
And I can tell you how to turn your mic gain down. I think I got mine fixed.
Funny thing is, one thing I got to ask you is, I have an issue with the CPS here, and I'm not able to get into, if you go to tool on the CPS and you go to the options, it doesn't go to the options page. It just comes up with annex function setting. But
anyway, that's for another time. Yeah, go ahead and I'll take some notes here.
I don't remember the exact thing, but if you go into your menu on the radio and go into settings and then voice, and then you scroll down and it'll say digital mic, and there'll be another one for analog mic. Mine was set to level 3 on digital, so I just set it down to level 1, so I'm hoping that's luck. Or not it.
Yeah, by 1. I'm going through it right now. I think I found it. What level did you set yours at?
Now at level 1. It was at 3. Whatever you're at, I would go all the way to the bottom because you got a good, strong radio voice.
At 1, the only other one lower that is the indoor setting. So I'll go to indoor. Be back in a minute here, Brent. I'm going to get back in there. But, yeah, it was set on 8. I think that was the factory setting. So, yeah, give me a minute.
That's for the audio output, I believe.
Should be looking for digital mic gain. Digital mic gain. Give it up there.
That's what I was looking at. And I think he said his was already at level 1. I think he's just going to have to get in the habit backing off the microphone a little bit, maybe. I don't. If it's any tone 578, I don't know that you can turn it down any lower than level 1. K-E-8-C-Y-B.
C-Y-B, 88-M-S. C-Y-B, 88-M-S.
That sounds a lot better, Doug.
Yeah, I did get it set down to level 1. I think it was Jeff telling me where to go find that, and did finally found the Digimic voice gain or gain on there. So, yeah, it's down to 1, so I think I'm good to go.
That's what I was saying, the big gain. But if I were you, I'd go on down to the analog mic gain, and you could probably set it to level 1 for that, especially for you with your voice.
Let me run back into the menu and change it. I'll take a break for a bit. This is ADNMS.
And you still have...
set digital and analog mic gain both set at 1. 88 MS.
The analog, but at least you should sound good on it. Digital still sounds good. KEHCYB going in for dinner.
Yes, and clear.
K8PIY Mobile, Statewide 1.
K8PIY Mobile, Statewide 1.